Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, and welcome to Camp Breakdown. We look at the safety position. Last year, the Bears 30th in the NFL in pass defense, and one of just only a handful of teams that had opposing quarterback rating over 100. So much work to be done at the safety position. They invested in free agent Antrell Roll. Love the guy. Comes with a great record of leadership wherever he's been and a playmaker. He's on the other side of 30, but he doesn't feel it when he's got a new situation here with John Fox and Vic Fangio.
You know, one of the key things we've been talking about the safety position since we've been broadcasting together is someone that's there every day. Antrell Roll, I think he's played every game for the last 5 or 6 years. And that's what you need, dependability and durability. And if you get that consistency at the safety position, then it becomes easier to communicate up and down the defensive back, width of the field. But then again, you need that guy that's going to be physical against the run, but he's going to be extremely supportive against some great quarterbacks and some great receivers in this division.
All right, there's some guys out there whacking some people with the safety position, you know, whether it be rookies or the veterans, and I can't wait to see a preseason game when these guys cut it loose, because I think that tone is exactly what Vic Fangio and Ed Donatell want.
Right. You know, it's kind of interesting. You talk about the tone of what ultimately they want, right? What we're going to see in September when the games start. And you look at the progression of training camp. They've allowed it to be physical, yeah. A little bit more physical than I thought they would allow it to be.
Like Antrell Roll, who entered the league as a cornerback out of the University of Miami, Brock Vereen did play a significant amount of cornerback in college and making the transition to safety. He's beginning a lot of good reps with the ones as well. How do you evaluate Brock Vereen?
Well, he's in there with the first group, and that's the most important evaluation you can have. If you're lining up with the players out there that they feel this is the group we're going to go to bat with week one in the preseason game. Now Brock has everything to earn and everything to lose because they expect big plays out of the safety position. You've got to be really supportive in the knowledge of the front eight, front seven of the defense so you're in the right position as a safety. Because as aggressive as they want to be up front, there may be a little bit more exposure for the safety position. It's all up to Brock. He's been here every day. He's had his pads on every day. He's finished every practice. So right now, what you're asking out of him, you're getting out of him.
Ryan Mundy had a career year last year for the Bears, his best in tackles and interceptions. He's a prominent figure back there in the plans as well.
Yeah, he comes every day with great enthusiasm. Yeah. And that's the neat thing about Ryan Mundy. No matter what his contribution is going to be, a starter, a backup safety, a special teams contributor, he's got a great attitude. And I think those are the things that a guy like Brock Vereen can learn from and grow from because he knows he's got a guy sniffing on the back of his shoulder pads.
Veteran Sherrod Martin is here as well. He's made some nice plays. And, you know, just the stature and the size and the experience at a variety of positions of Adrian Amos, the Bears draft choice out of Penn State, also offers a lot of intrigue.
You know, the familiar thing with Vic Fangio's defense is along the whole time with there's a safety out there who's a big-time hitter. And, Jeff, I know that you're chomping at the bit to see some live action because you have a couple players in mind that you think are ultimately going to be big hitters. And that's going to be the deciding factor is when their rep comes and they have a chance to hit a running back that's in the free, how do they hit them? Do they just take them down or do they jack them up? And I know that's what you want to see.
Right. There's a safety here. I like, you know, again, it's a who knows situation. But Anthony Jefferson, a rookie out of UCLA, he seems to have that kind of attitude, at least here in practice.
You know, one of the things, sometimes you hear the music in the background of practices this year, and it's kind of nice because these players can finish the play with a little bit more tempo than having the coaches back them off. And that's the type of guy that you can tell that, boy, he really wants to leave his feet, hit someone in a good tackling position, and take him down.
Well, we will see soon if they can put, you know, when you got Adrian Peterson running downhill with a full head of steam and he gets by that first
wave.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's the toughest guy to tackle in the National Football League. Yeah,
you know, Eddie, I mean,
they're all in the division, sadly enough. All right, that's going to wrap up our look at safeties. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak, and this is Camp Breakdown.